Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California. Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 4. Did I say Los Angeles, California?
I don't know.
God, I might have gone like right into autopilot and just from Los Angeles, Koreatown, USA. Did I say any of that? I don't even know. I'm trying
we
to press buttons.
We are in Pensacola, Florida, baby.
Yeah, welcome. We're in Pensacola, Florida.
Florida.
Florida. Florida. Anyway, if you're listening to us live, thank you. If you're not, you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast. At iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabthediving.com, just crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the pole vaulting fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots of stories of the bullshit that's going on the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up from the Redneck Riviera, baby?
What up, everybody? Our second broadcast from our new studios and home
Park Du
in Pensacola, Florida.
You almost did it again. Well, we were there for a long time in LA. Thank God we got out, according to the dude we spoke to this morning.
I was there really long. Yeah. Yes, we returned the moving truck today, and about 15 minutes away from where we are here, almost out of town.
It's like right in the middle of fucking nowhere.
West Pensacola, I think it was, or whatever.
Yeah.
But at one point he said, California, a lot of socialism out there, huh?
Yes.
And a lot of socialism.
Oh, yes. That guy was a piece of fucking work. You know, I didn't know Bernie Sanders, his supporters, were rooted in Nazism.
Yeah, right.
Which is odd, being that Bernie Sanders is Jewish.
True.
He's kind of the opposite of a Nazi, is he not?
Yes. I would think. But
don't tell, you know, that guy.
You hear Democratic Socialist Nazi Party or whatever, and they say, look, say they were socialists.
You ever notice how when racists want to explain shit to you, at least that guy, they love to lay it out like they're in school. He'd say, the liberals are going to win now.
Yeah.
Now. Everything was punctuated with a now. And also what I learned from that racist douchebag was that liberals breed faster and more efficiently.
Apparently, yeah. He said liberals are going to win because they're breeding faster. And his solution, which he said without a smile,
right,
was to put birth control in the water and you have to pay your way to have
To have it shut off
so you can spit something out of your crotch.
Wow. That guy, how much you want to bet if you looked in the guy's cookies of his computer, there would probably be all kinds of interesting shit.
Well, yeah. Wasn't he reading
some Alex Jones stuff?
He was reading some weird sci-fi thing.
Yeah, on his computer.
On his computer.
You think he's an Alex Jonesian nutball?
Maybe.
That's Alex Jones all day, baby.
I think so, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Jonesian's type stuff.
Yeah, a nutball. I mean, you know, we get tons of these crazies out here. I mean, I kind of enjoy talking to the guy. It's like going to the zoo and staring at an animal that guy needs to kind of probably be in a cage, though.
I got a lot of force.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting dude. Yeah. At first, I thought he wasn't going to say anything. And then
that
he finally
nice.
Said, where are y'all coming from, right?
Oh, God.
And then we said California. It was like, ooh.
Ain't nothing good out there.
Meanwhile, he could look at the invoice that was in his hand and see where we just drove from.
He's a douche.
I really think we woke him up. Didn't you get that vibe? Like he was napping or something? Or
I think that might
maybe
be
maybe giving
his...
a handy back in the trailer.
Yeah, probably that. But also that might be his electric personality.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it's so funny. We returned the truck to this. It was a repair place, too. And
yes,
I would call it a shithole, wouldn't you? In the middle of the woods, in the middle of the backwoods.
Did you notice at one point when he called to the other person that was allegedly somewhere there in the garage and nobody answered?
I did not
see
that.
He was like, "Hey, Earl," or something like that. And then it was just crickets. He couldn't hear anything. So he went and got something himself that he needed.
Well, Earl's part of that silent majority, right?
Apparently. Really silent.
Oh, God.
Earl was quite silent.
Fucking dickhead.
All kinds of shit going on in the news. All kinds of fun and games.
Yay.
Also, in the as we count down 2 days to the Comey stuff, yesterday was the big news that we kind of forgot to mention a little bit. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yes.
We were so busy talking about how she was dodging the Russian questions and all that other stuff.
I can't imagine her dodging a lot. She just doesn't seem, I don't know, that athletic. Sorry.
No, you want her on the other team for dodgeball?
I want a big target. That's all I'm saying. For balls. For my balls.
She yesterday announced that they knew it was coming.
Yes.
The question.
Ooh.
Because the first question was, is the president still thinking of trying to invoke executive privilege to keep Comey from testifying in front of Congress on Thursday? And when that first question went out, she was ready. She read a statement that although this president knows the power of the executive privilege and all that, he will, in order to facilitate the quick resolution to this nonsense, that's not exactly what she said, but in order to make it so that this is, you know, fixed really quickly and and done with, Trump will not be trying to invoke executive privilege because he can't, because he already talked about the conversation. So,
yeah, thanks for nothing.
Right. You can't tell your side of the story and then say, executive privilege, you can't tell your side.
Meaning he didn't want to tell it in court, but he told it on Twitter.
Right.
Suck my dick.
And on to Lester Holt.
Oh, yes. By the way, we hope to wrap this up just as quickly as they did Benghazi.
Right.
I mean, this ain't going anywhere. We're talking about...
This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
The Russians stole our fucking election. They can all eat my balls with forks.
We can check and see what's going on in the headlines before we get all to the fun stuff. You have to forgive me. I'm still a little discombobulated with the new setup.
Dude. I've
switched to a left-handed mouse.
Oh, shit. I'd be fucked. I can't do a left-handed mouse.
I used to do, when I worked outside the home, I used to do that in my cube. I set my mouse up left-handed.
Ambidextrous.
So yeah, a little bit. So that when I went home and then sat on the computer using my right hand, I would, you know, balance it out and not get carpal tunnel and shit.
No, shit. I don't do that at all. Well, I'm a loser.
You're going to have carpal tunnel.
Oh, shit.
Your hand's going to be numb. It'll be great for jerking off. It's like somebody else is doing it.
Oh, geez. Thank you.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high top Crab Diving Tower, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, June the 6th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. They've got a completely different problem with S's and for those of you who
follow along.
Follow
along on crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this podcast and many other programs that we offer.
Today, right after this show, if you're listening to us live, a brand sparkling new awesome episode of K-Voice, the voice of resistance.
Viva la resistance, Shitler!
With Kelly the Voice.
Donald, you are an idiot.
Then
fuck
on
you.
iTunes and Stitcher, and crabdiving.com all over the place. Don't forget Hollywood Hick. There's a Daily Upper Decker.
Oh, that Hollywood Hick is so fucking funny. It's, you know, if you're not listening to the Hick, you're out of your fucking mind, honestly.
Listen to the Hick, everybody, on the sevens here.
I fucking hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on, whether I want it to or not.
There you go.
Yeah, he's funny.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
They
HuffPost
ate my dick.
Oh, look. It's a picture of Spicy.
Oh.
Sean Spicer. Spicy in the Bushes, which we have one from that we got from Kelly the Voice.
That's right. Yo, yo, yo. Is Spicy back on the mic?
Spicer won't. The headline says Spicer won't say Trump still back Sessions. You know, there was that story last night, which we haven't talked about, but apparently Mr. Trump, I hate saying president.
Then don't.
And his last
don't
name.
Say
how would you describe
Mr.
the president?
Mr. Trump is losing favor with Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, the third.
Yeah, fuck you.
They only think that I'm a racist because of my name.
And your Klan robes.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And I say N-word all the time.
Around my white buddies.
The, apparently Schittler's was a little miffed about Sessions recusing himself in the first place. He didn't think he should have recused himself, and he didn't, I guess, pre-authorize it with Donald.
Does he have to?
No. Well, he did. So, no. He doesn't have to. But Donald, I guess, was pissy about the fact that he didn't. That he went and recused himself. He probably thought, well, I'll have Sessions on top of this and he'll be able to squash everything.
But isn't Sessions recusing himself from the case kind of part of their strategy? Or no? I guess that wouldn't make any sense.
I don't think so, yeah.
Because you would want Sessions in there doing shit, but Sessions really didn't have a choice, did he?
No, it got to be too hot, especially after he got caught lying.
I mean,
lying.
Isn't he still in trouble?
Perjuring him. No.
Sessions isn't in trouble for all that bullshit he did.
No one's called him out for lying to Congress. You know, that's a crime. And he said, I never met with any Russians. But then they're like, well, we have you here meeting with Kislyak once. And then he's like, oh, well, yeah, that.
Well, he forgot. Maybe it's Kislyak a Russian.
And he's like, but that's it. And then they found out he met with him again. And then again. So now, like last week, a third meeting came out that Sessions had with Kislyak during the transition.
Right. I was under the impression that the shit against Sessions was there was a process. Like he was still being charged with shit. There was investigations going on. And he still might get in trouble for all that bullshit.
Well, the Mueller is the guy who's doing the independent kind of investigation. They said that his the scope of the investigation that he's doing has expanded to include possibly I can't think of his name, the deputy Rosenstein.
The deputy attorney general.
Yeah,
Rosenthal.
He came out with a statement that basically said, "Well, I may have to recuse myself too because Jeff Bosesh and me both may be parts of the investigation.
Right.
Like, may want to be interviewed, and if that's the case, he may have to recuse. How far down do you go? Is the janitor over at the attorney general's office going to be making decisions on the Russian stuff?
Well, I mean, it looks like Schittler is getting out politicianed by career politicians.
Well, he's getting out thought by people with brains.
Yeah.
Which I think probably has happened a lot. Except in his business dealings through his whole life, he's handed it over to evil lawyers.
He didn't have to do shit.
Right.
He leases out his fucking name. He rents his name out, right? That's all he does.
Right.
Yeah. Big fucking deal.
And not well. He went bankrupt. And had to go gargle some some Russian jizz.
Yummy, yummy.
To try to, allegedly, to try right. to, that's where he got all these money. This is where they think they, this RICO investigation may be going, is he hopped into bed with the Russians to get those casinos going, and also might have been involved in money laundering.
That, well, I mean, if you're a if you're a business guy, there's not really a price to be paid for being a Russian cock holster. However, if you're POTUS, you know,
right?
There's some consequences, dickhead.
So apparently today during the White House briefing, my Spicer was asked if Trump still has faith in the Attorney General.
Okay.
And I don't believe this is a yes. I think we have audio. Here we go.
How would you describe the president's level of confidence in the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions?
I have not had a discussion with him about that.
That's not
last time you said...
Oh, wait. Can we hear that? But we can't hear it, but maybe the audience can? I know not.
I don't think so. That shouldn't be working that way.
No, shit.
Well, you know, here we go again.
Mm-hmm. Spicy.
I fixed this right before the fucking show.
Come on, Spicy. Talk to me.
And now it doesn't seem to want to be working.
Right.
So wait a second. You can hear...
I can't hear anything.
Oh, I just didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that. By the way, that dude at the truck stop, where we returned the budget rental car.
Yes.
Rental truck. He sort of hinted that he thought a lot of those Bernie supporters were brown shirts. He thought they were the precursor to some weird fascist movement in our country.
Yes.
But to that, I would say that's more of a Trumpolo thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't want to get into it.
Oh, God,
obviously.
No.
But yeah, he's got his Nazis confused with socialism.
You know,
which those who are not really well educated tend to
right.
do.
Right. I mean, the thing is, my thing with these rednecks, I don't really want to outwardly start arguments with them and disagree with them, because there's no, like, that guy's going to die a racist piece of shit, just as he lived. There's no changing his hearts that he has one or his mind.
Yes.
So I just want to talk to him in such a way that I get to learn more of the bullshit he believes in, because I think it's fucking fascinating and horrendous.
Yes.
I mean, I think that, you know, that guy is put on the earth for my entertainment. That's why I see idiots like that, you know. And eventually, maybe at some point, you know.
How would you describe?
Here we go.
Oh, okay. There you go. That sounds good. I think.
At the president's level.
Oh, my God. That's really weird. Yeah. Okay. I really. There's some,
maybe that's. Maybe
some
that's
weird
why
fucked up settings here that I have just
one
got
weird
to.
Weird ass chord we couldn't figure out.
Maybe that one doesn't fit into anything, though, and there's no superfluous adapters.
There are no superfluous holes.
I just need to figure out the right hole to put everything in back on the board before I figure it. So, a
lot of other people in this country are putting things in wrong holes. That's what happened to our, that's why everything's so fucked up. Oh, and by the way, if you run into me and or at Vile Experience and you say, hey, where'd you come from? L.A. Don't be so quick to say it's a shithole and you would never go out there.
Yeah, you might. I wouldn't either. You might.
Los Angeles. It's a major fucking city.
Well, right.
Hollywood.
He did say that he's as conservative as they come, except for sexual orientation and religion.
Sure. Or he means, what he means by religion, white religions.
Well, he's okay with any form of Christianity.
And don't be Jewish.
Any form of Christianity.
Right. Or Muslim, right? I mean.
And white.
Yeah.
You gotta be white. I possibly got that vibe.
They're predisposed to Muslims. I heard that phrase from him. I don't know what the fuck that meant. He probably didn't either.
Let me see if this works. Let me see. I'm fiddling with buttons here.
Describe the president's level of confidence in the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
I have not had a discussion with him about that.
Last time you said that, there was a development.
I'm answering a question, which is I have not had that discussion with him.
So you can't say he has confidence in his Attorney General?
I said I have not had a discussion with him on the question.
So that's any other time you would say, of course the president has all confidence in his wonderful Attorney General.
Right.
That ain't what Spicy just said. He's like, well, I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it.
And also, he hasn't talked to him about it, but who knows what? I mean, even if you're Sean Spicer, how do you make a statement about how Schittler feels about anything. Because you could be contradicted in a tweet 5 minutes later. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
Yeah.
And will be. And have been.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the rest of the... back up a little. Here's the rest of the clip.
Not had that discussion with him.
So you can't say he has confidence in his attorney general?
I said I have not had a discussion with him on the question. I don't... If I haven't had a discussion with him about a subject, I tend not to speak about it.
If I haven't had a discussion, I tend to not... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I just did the same thing.
Yeah, I listened. It's fine.
Definitely not the setup I had before I fucked something up here because I used to have to press a
different button.
Sounded
good, though. It came out.
But what the hell? Hopefully it'll work out for y'all. So, Spicy, I don't have a comment on that. I've not had that discussion. And if I haven't had a discussion about a subject, I tend to not speak about it.
God, Sean, just fucking quit already. Just resign, motherfucker. You sound...
Don't you think he's too far gone at this point?
No. What do you mean?
Well, wasn't the recommendation from some pundits and former White House staffers, et cetera, that get out now?
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're, you know, completely complicit in whatever crimes are going on, just get the fuck out.
Well, listen, I think anybody associated with that administration at this point should really, if you're an adult, be shunned. There's no fucking reason. McMaster, man. Manus, all these guys are fuckheads.
Yes.
And I, you know, if you're in the GOP, you should have nothing to do with anyone that has anything to do with Schittler. My God, he's got a guy in there called Bannon whose sole purpose is to wreak havoc and instability throughout the fucking country. I can't think of anything more un-American. And Spicy,
the world.
Fuck Spicy. You know what I mean? I mean, if Sean, how are these people going to go on and do anything They lend their name and their reputation to a guy who sold us out to Russia. A treasonous little fuckstick. It's disgusting.
The over to the... Jesus,
what's
I just
up?
Saw Pocahontas. Somebody said something about Pocahontas. Senator says sensitive to discuss her relation to Pocahontas with Elizabeth Warren. I don't know. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh,
but this
God.
Is over the Drudge Report. The headline
Fuck
says
you.
NSA leak drama. Of course, that's
Yummy.
Their main story with all of this. It's not about the fact that Trump has flung open his anus for anything Russian.
Oh, my God.
It's just the fact that this. What about these leaks?
Is it infuriating to you that the only reason he could be sucking on the Putin wang is just because he owes shit tons of money to Russia?
Yeah.
He's just trying to pay for his shitty hotels and his
shitty piss
fucking
videos.
Yeah, God.
And the shit videos and the piss videos and whatever
else
they might have.
Fucking casinos? Are you telling me our country is we're being fucked, royally fucked, just because this guy is a shit businessman?
Twill.
We're white. And we're white bitching about this. Right. And kind of on some level, how dare us complain? Because we ain't, you know, I'm not going to get pulled over by, you know, any kind of profiling.
Well,
I'm a white guy.
We were treated nicely by dude at the truck rental place as long as we kept our liberal traps shut.
Yeah, and as long
and
as we're white.
Him. Yeah. And
you
agreed
know?
With him. So, I'm as conservative as they come, except for sexual orientation and religion. Which, more time, it might have been interesting to press him on that.
Yes.
What is it? Well, how do you mean
yes.
You're okay with sexual orientation? Like, do you mean you think that gay marriage should be, or just
Fuck
let's
you.
Not kill them?
No, yeah. I think,
I think you shouldn't kill them. I don't think
right.
they should be able to get married or
I think
have
tolerance.
Kids.
Tolerance, honestly, that's a good point. I think tolerance to gay people probably in the South means that they're going to allow them to exist.
Bruises, no blood.
Yeah.
Like that church.
Right.
That we talked about yesterday. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, help us build a wall and a moat and a big fence with snipers here to protect the crab diving compound. From the rampaging red hordes.
Oh, fuck those fat pussies.
But
God, sorry,
you can buy shit through our Amazon hole, anything you buy through Amazon. In that session, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out at Screaming Liberal Media.
Hello.
That's crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I mean, it really is disgusting. No whammies.
I don't even know what that means.
That's the whammy.
Okay, so the headline over to the Drudge Report says NSA leaked drama, Assange, source burning war.
Ooh, yes. Go to the doctor for that.
WikiLeaks, it says. This is over at the Daily Beast.
Fuck you.
Which used to be my nickname.
Oh, really? Daily.
WikiLeaks. I don't even know what that means.
I am the weekly beast, I am.
I'm the biannual beast. WikiLeaks declares war on The Intercept. Okay, yesterday we had the story that this U.S. intelligence contractor, a 25-year-old, this is her name, reality winner... reality winner whose parents smoked a lot of dope about 25, 26 years ago.
Right.
She was named as the source of the leak yesterday, which was they announced that they had arrested her shortly after The Intercept.
Yes.
Which is a online journalistic type of thing. I always thought it was a little Russian-y, but apparently not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they published a series of NSA documents claiming Russian hackers had targeted voting software suppliers.
Oh, shit.
And local election officials just prior to Election Day. What they had done was they sent, they targeted these spear phishing with a PH phishing emails to employees of these voting machine places and of more local election officials.
Yes.
So they were trying to get these guys to click on this shit and then they'd be able to hack into their stuff.
Is this the voter fraud that Schittler was speaking of, like in California?
No. Okay. Those are millions. Apparently it was three and then it made it up to like 11 or something.
Pictures of the million people showing up to vote.
And apparently all of those evil Mexicans that voted illegally are brilliant.
Oh,
because
yes.
Not one out of how many millions and millions got caught?
Well, they wore cokens. You know what a coken is? A coken, man. It's a black outfit you wear with just a little place for your eyes. And if you're, say... You wear cokens in a theatrical production if you're moving a set piece.
Oh, I never heard that term.
You never heard coken?
No.
Not in your theater history class?
You know, I smoked a lot of weed in college,
right.
Man.
Well, listen.
And drank. I didn't remember a lot of shit.
Coken. If you want to buy a coken, go to amazon.com/crabdiving. Buy a couple. Who knows?
The...
token.
According to the affidavit, The Intercept kind of tossed her under the bus because in order to verify the documents, they they got it, I think, mailed to them anonymously. And in order to verify it, I think the story was one of the people at The Intercept took a picture with his phone, her phone, I don't know, of the gender identity.
It matters not.
And took a picture and sent it to the NSA to say, hey, is this real? We're going to print it. This is a leak. We're going to print it. Okay. Is this real? And the NSA was like, well, we'd rather you didn't print it.
Yeah.
But if you're going to, we would like you to redact this. And they redacted some specific names and places maybe. And the Intercept was like, okay, we'll do that. But in the picture that they had sent them, the NSA was able to identify that it was a printout that they could that it was folded. So obviously it was printed on a printer somewhere.
Oh shit.
And she was not apparently real savvy because not only did she email the Intercept also for a different matter.
Okay.
She wanted some podcast transcript or something.
Oh, but fucking Christ.
They were able to narrow it down to, okay, only these are the people who had access to the document.
Right.
These are the people who have printed the document.
Okay.
There's like six of them, but there's only one who has had any email contact with The Intercept.
Oh. Well, fuck
so
me.
So it was really ridiculously easy. Plus, they also said, today they said, you know, they have that microdot technology where sometimes when you print shit on your printer, your printer prints a little tiny identifying mark that can identify the number of the printer. Sometimes they'll do that.
God damn this technology.
Like on networks and shit,
right,
too. And that may have been how they also got her. But she wasn't really great at it. And then The Intercept fucked up. They should right. have sent them a transcript of what they got. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or like maybe not the exact.
And it was folded.
Picture of a document. That it was because it was folded, they knew that it was printed.
It was folded just like Obama's birth certificate.
Right.
There's a crease in it. He's born in Kenya.
Oh, yeah, here. The NSA claims six people had printed out the report, including Winner.
Reality oh, Winner. Me.
Who the agency said had been in contact with the unnamed news outlet, which ended up being The Intercept.
You know, one of our a frequent listener, sent that article to us via Twitter, and I attempted to read the article.
Former Celeste.
Oh, yes. And I attempted to read that, but because of this loon's name, I was so confused. And then I got frustrated and just like, fuck this. I don't even want to know. I was like, what do you mean Reality Winner? But that's her name.
By the way, tweet us during the show at crabdiving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Or hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out smoking beer and drinking weed.
Smoking beer? Oh, okay.
He's being funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, has told the Daily Beast that he holds reporters and not just the Trump administration responsible for the arrest of the U.S. intelligence contractor.
Let me tell you something. If you can smoke beer, Floridians do that shit. I guarantee fucking
deep fry it.
I'm gonna freebase that motherfucker. Oh yeah, I'm gonna fry it. I'm gonna fry beer.
Deep fried beer.
I deep fried some oxygen over here, motherfucker.
The WikiLeaks has offered a $10,000 reward for information leading to the public exposure and termination of the reporter that outed her, that sent the picture.
No shit.
To the government.
Okay.
Source-burning reporters are a menace, he said. They chill trust in all journalists, which impedes public understanding. And a bunch of the pundits on the telly last night were saying that the Intercept may never get another secret tip again. I mean, if that's how poorly they handle
no shaft.
They're in their anonymous sourcing.
They really did. They shafted this tipster.
Yeah.
That sucks.
However,
yes,
the silver lining in this black cloud is that by arresting her for this,
yes,
the NSA and the Justice Department are basically saying this is a real document that she released, real classified information. It's a real document. And in fact, I think they had admitted it was.
Her name is Reality Winner, though, right? Is that
Reality Winner.
Fuck
not me. Winter, winner, like Reality Winner. Like she was successful on Survivor.
It was so confusing for me to read this story, and I was so frustrated with that name, I honestly just, I closed out the window. I'm like, fuck this.
I'm done.
I don't even care. Why would you name your kid that way? Why don't, that's abuse.
Well, yeah, Reality Winner arrested for leaking documents. Well, what show were they on? Was it New York from the Flavor Flav show? Flavor of Love?
I knew a kid. I live briefly, my family. We lived in
She can trace her lineage back.
She can. We lived in the the Allegheny Mountains, Redneckville, USA, mountain people, for real. And sure. I had a friend named Bud Light.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not kidding. Your last name was Light, first
That's
name
amazing.
Bud.
Amazing.
Shitheads.
Amazing.
Bud Light.
Or
it was Bud Miller. No, it was Bud Light. I abuse.
Yeah.
It's abuse.
Yeah. That's like John Johnson, you know, or the names like that.
There's got to be people listening right now that Peter were truly Peters. Fucking abused, and they got to be like, oh, fuck these guys. You have no idea. I would love to have been named Bud Light instead of what happened to me.
So there you go. That's the headline. Over to the Drudge Report. They're more worried about the leaks that done happened yesterday.
Fuck ye.
And how WikiLeaks now is going after the reporters.
Yeah, dude.
Declaring war on The Intercept is the headline at the Daily Beast.
I mean, that sucks, man.
The FBI says a reporter led them to an NSA leaker. Julian Assange says that person whom he suspects is an Intercept reporter is a, quote, menace to sources, journalists, and democracy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Poorly agree. Done. Don't unmask me.
Okay, well, while we're here over at the Daily Beast, I saw something shiny.
Oh, yes.
Over in the corner here. This is from the Daily Caller and Breitbart.
Oh, gross.
Have both claimed that in Ottawa, Canada, our neighbors to the north.
Fuck you, eh?
Our much more adult neighbors to the north.
They hate us.
Who elected a liberal adult while we elected a man baby.
And a yoga guy, right? Aren't there pictures of this Trudeau doing yoga and things of that nature all over the fucking internet?
It's a maybe, yeah. When he was younger, he liked to run around with his shirt off all the time. And being the son of the former prime minister, he would be in the news all the time.
Oh, I didn't know that. His daddy was a prime minister as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Fucking dynasties. Little Bush action.
I think he's more liberal than his dad was quite liberal also. Right. But I think he's more liberal. Pierre Trudeau, his father?
Does that mean we're going to have a President Eric Trump?
Oh, God.
Blech.
Please. Ivanka.
Oh, worse.
The first woman president.
Oh, God. She's really hot. And my daughter.
She fits great on my lap. So there was a rally.
Yes.
And they were calling it the Million Canadian Deplorables March.
Okay.
So the right-wing snowflakes.
Yes.
Of Canada.
Fuck you.
Who apparently think it's a good thing to identify with the Trumpansies of America.
Oh, my.
And self-identify as a fucking deplorable.
God. You got to be kidding me. That was an insult, you dickheads.
They were having a rally. It was dubbed the Million Canadian Deplorables March. The Daily Caller and Breitbart claimed that about 5,000 people showed up in Ottawa.
Not a million.
To protest against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and show favor for Donald Trump, who one of the protest organizers calls a smart man.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Do they know anything about Trump? Have they met him? I mean, smart is definitely science fiction. I'm not sure this guy can read, and I am not fucking kidding.
Mike Wayne is this guy's name, one of these organizers, I guess, of the protest, says, most Canadians are asleep because fake news is telling them stories that just aren't true.
But you guys are fake news.
Fake news is telling them stories that just aren't true. Don't you know?
Hey? Right. Aren't they remaking the Strange Brew? Aren't they remaking
Strange
that movie
Brew
with the hosers?
A great show. Great movie.
That was a movie about animal abuse. Guy shoved a mouse in a bottle of beer and then got free beer the rest of his fucking life. That's the story of the film.
I remember that one.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Rick Moranis.
It says now that Ottawa police are now, however, saying
yes,
that there weren't quite 5,000. Well, there wasn't definitely wasn't a million. And even though Breitbart and the Daily Caller have said there was 5,000 deplorables running around,
yes,
the Ottawa police are saying, well, you know, I'm not really sure about that one, eh?
How many?
Four. Ottawa Police Constable Mark Soucy.
Yes.
Soucy?
Speak up, Susie.
S-O-U-C-Y says, we average about two or three demonstrations a day. It would be like Washington, D.C. for you guys. This one would be on the small side for sure.
No, okay. Shower, not a grower. That's okay, Susie.
One guy said that they don't provide official estimates, but he said there were less than 100. Less than 100 people. And fucking Breitbart and fucking Daily Caller. That's fucker Carlson's joint.
What a loser he is.
Former joint.
Go put your bow tie back on your neck, dickhead.
Said that it was 5,000 people. Less than 100.
Why is it, you guys, that you bitch about all the fake news and shit? When it comes to numbers, you guys work in science fucking fiction, you liars. You fucking liars. 5,000. Please. Not even 100.
Meanwhile, there was a Facebook page for it. The Breitbart headline blared, 5,000 Canadians march in support of Trump against liberal Trudeau administration.
No, fuck you. Eat my ass, you dumbasses.
It's not 5,000.
No, it's not.
It's nowhere near.
I thought it was supposed to be a million, though.
Meanwhile, on their Facebook page for this Love Fest.
Yes.
They...
Love Fest.
They had 504 RSVPs.
That's amazing. They had 4,500 more people than bother to click I'm going on the fucking Facebook invite.
Maybe they all brought 10 friends.
Oh, yeah. They have 10 friends. I love that.
The protest there on the Facebook event was labeled as a march against Trudeau and his tyranny.
Oh, yes.
Tyranny.
Oh, that evil guy.
Because he's a liberal, so he probably wants equality and fairness and education for everybody and, you know, all the kind of stuff that's the same tyranny that us libtards here like.
Oh, equality, by the way. How evil is that? You want equality for people.
Well, yeah, for blacks and stuff. And, and gays and women.
Well, you see, the difference is it's semantics. We see minorities, LGBT folk, and women as fucking people. And obviously the GOP and these little fucksteps up in Canada, they don't fucking see it like that. Did they? Well, let me ask you something.
They're Canadian deplorables.
Do they still have the same bullshit with abortion up there that we have?
No, you can. They have drive-through abortions up there.
Do they really?
Yeah. stick your badge out the window. And hey, suck it right out.
Pass me that Floby, won't you?
Can I have that napkin over
there? Oh, absolutely.
There? I had a spill.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
You got a leak? Hey, there's no leaks.
Not from me.
There's no leaks in this fucking podcast, okay?
I'm not leaking.
Put down a pee-pee pad. Kate?
It says this is at the Daily Beast. This isn't the first time Breitbart has inflated crowd size pro-Trump events.
The inauguration. God, these conservatives, they fucking lie their fucking face off because their agenda, their bullshit, racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic fucking agenda means more to them than fucking reality.
God,
it's infuriating. I'm losing my fucking mind.
Apparently in August.
Yes.
They posted a picture of a shit ton of people. Titled Trump's Jacksonville Rally Draws 15,000.
Bullshit.
But they posted a photo of the Cleveland Cavaliers victory parade. It wasn't even Jacksonville.
Hold on a second. So wait a second. Wait a second, hippie. Are you telling me that this protest, in honor of Trump in Jacksonville... You just can't use the same pictures as people celebrating the Cleveland Cavaliers win in fucking Cleveland.
Well, not on Breitbart, you know.
Just like, listen, if you're liberal and you're listening to this fucking podcast, just, you know, when you feel yourself wanting to be nice and kind to Trumpalos, please rid that from your mind. Don't think like that. These people are dickheads and they hate you. So hate them right back. Fuck this shit.
According to the Daily Beast here, the Daily Caller article,
yes,
about this march, was written by a guy named David Crayton. He quoted this organizer as saying, a recent motion in Canada could lead to the implementation of Sharia law in Canada.
I mean, listen, Canada's... Oh, yes?
No, I was going to... just go ahead.
I was going to say, Canada's chilly. I can see why you might want to wear a burqa up there. Yeah, they're warm, right?
So apparently there's a new proposal among the government that says... It's called M103.
Okay.
The motion condemns Islamophobia,
right,
and, quote, all forms of systemic racism and religious discrimination.
Sharia law compliant.
So this guy says that that motion, by saying,
yes,
we condemn Islamophobia and we condemn all forms of systemic racism and religious discrimination, is going to lead to Sharia law in Canada.
That's stupid.
They're all so dumb.
They really are. I mean, you know, we can feel sorry for these idiots on some level, but really, just fucking hate them. These people are worthless pieces of garbage. And
apparently Mr. Wayne was thrilled, though, with the turnout. I was hoping for 1 million, but I guess this'll do.
I was hoping for 1 million. I only got 80. Maybe they got 80.
Sharia law.
Who's the little fuckstick right-wing nutjob broadcaster that uses this phrase?
Narrows it down.
Sharia law compliant. Sharia law compliant. Is that... No, that's Brian... Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher?
That's Brian fucking Fisher.
I said
Fisher.
Brian Adams. I think he's probably not an Islamophobe.
Brian Adams. I used to play that old six string. So bought it at the 5 and 9.
There's your headlines over to the HuffPo and the Drudge Repo.
That's Brian Adams.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured that part out. Yeah.
Right.
Could have been Ryan Adams.
No.
Mixing up your rockers.
Oh, no. Brian Adams. Sorry, guys. Ryan Adams is no fucking Brian Adams. That's how I feel.
Over at the Raw story, I've got a story here.
Yes.
That you are going to... God, oh, my God. Mother under investigation,
right,
for letting snake bite her baby and filming it for Facebook.
Why? Why would you... What's wrong with people?
A Sebring... Florida woman.
Oh, my God. Trump voter. I guarantee you this is a Trump voter.
Is being investigated after video surfaced showing a red rat snake biting her 1-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
The woman said, it had bitten me and my son and didn't leave a mark several times, so I thought it was a good opportunity to introduce her without actually getting hurt. People are too sensitive. They just think that I hurt my child intentionally. The people that know me know I would never hurt my children.
Oh, my God.
She lives on a rural 9-acre property, said it's always important to her that she teach children how to handle wildlife and what to avoid.
Yeah.
She grew up handling reptiles, but now believes her methods are teaching her children a lesson.
There's no reason you should handle a reptile, though. Why? I mean, you know what I mean? If you understand animals and respect them or whatever, why? What reptile do you need to handle?
Well, if it's on your property, she said, she's not scared of snakes, but she doesn't want to touch them either. That was my goal.
How did she end up on Facebook Live with the snake biting her fucking kid then? This person's an idiot.
I think she... Yeah, I don't know if she did it on purpose.
I'm a filmmaker.
A deputy visited the home to interview the mother last week. She insisted the snake was harmless because its teeth were too small to puncture the skin.
Oh, okay, then let it bite you.
Well, it did.
Oh, yeah.
It had bitten me and my son and didn't leave a mark several times, she said. So she thought it was a good teaching opportunity. She's like, I'll just let this fucker bite my daughter and she'll know it won't really hurt her. But she'll know that it'll keep her hands off of these things.
This is a teachable Florida moment.
Good God.
I don't know. Am I supposed to be...
Another shiny moment. Huh?
We're outraged by this, right? I'm just confused. She let a snake bite her daughter and put it on Facebook Live.
As a teaching moment.
Okay. Fuck me.
She'll be teaching. She'll be teaching from jail, maybe, for child abuse.
I mean, God, don't. Now, listen, as a couple of big government fucking hippies, don't you think the state should swoop in there and fucking protect that kid? I mean, what a shitty parent. I don't have kids, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, don't help a snake bite your child.
Yeah, I might concur with that one.
Good Christ.
Speaking of Canada,
fuck you.
According to a report from the Globe and Mail,
hey,
from Canada,
eat my dick. I let a snake bite my dick.
You know how the story has now come out that at the NATO meeting that Trump attended,
fuck NATO,
with everybody, when he gave a speech and then at the last minute left out that whole Article 5 thing where, don't worry, we got your backs, everybody.
Get rid of that part. I don't like it. Isn't that the point of it? Like, if you get rid of that, then why have NATO?
It's the mutual protection pact.
Right.
So, Trump apparently even tossed Tillerson and the others under the bus. None of them knew it was coming out. McMaster, there was a part in the speech that they read that said, you know, we affirm our commitment to protect our friends with the mutual protection pact, yes, of Article 5, blah, blah, blah. And Trump took that out at the last second.
Again, we don't have proof that this fucker can read. So he either took it out, or maybe that's the section they didn't spell out phonetically for him or write it. Maybe they didn't write that part out with pictures or charades.
I didn't see the pictures.
It was in letters and I couldn't say it because I'm stupid.
Where's my emoji?
Yeah, usually his speech. Are you saying his speeches are just a line of like eggplant, smiley faces, right, flames, and I don't know whatever else? Yeah, fucking God, I can't believe that lady let a snake bite her kid and put it on Facebook, fucking live.
So, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau,
9,
who is responding to President Donald Trump's spurning of NATO's Article 5.
Spurning.
He's basically saying, well, we got to just wait this guy out until he's not president anymore. That's what's happening in the world.
He's right.
We're humiliated. We're being laughed at. Yes. And the rest of the world is saying, you know what? Maybe we'll just back away from America right now.
I would.
And let the crazy orange man rage. Hope that the whole world doesn't go tits up.
Yes.
And just, you know, maybe we'll be able to see what we can salvage at the end of the 4 years.
And you know what? That makes a lot of sense until you start to think about all the people who feel it under a regime of someone like a Schittler. Your brown friends and your gay friends are going to fucking suffer in the meantime.
Right. Not as easy to wait out.
No, not at all. You got a Jeff Bossesh as your attorney general. You want to be black in this country driving around? Fuck no.
Trudeau spoke to a meeting of the Canadian Foreign Affairs. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland.
Hey, oui, oui.
Has said that she's calling it the Trudeau Doctrine, yes, is aiming to offer an anti-isolationist response to Trump's America First policy.
Well, okay. Well, that's good, right?
She said, many of the voters in last year's presidential election cast their ballots animated in part by a desire to shrug off the burden of world leadership. To say this is not controversial, it's simply a fact. Canada's grateful, will always be grateful to our neighbor for the outsized role it played in the world. We will seek to persuade our friends that their continued international leadership is very much in their national interest. So she's like, what are you fucking doing down there? We're going to keep trying to tell you, you can't bail on NATO, you asshole. It's not in the world's or America's best interest.
I don't know.
To piss off all of our friends.
It's as if we're on a giant road trip and it came time and America's been driving the car the whole time. Now all of a sudden, America just chugged a fucking bottle of what do you take for Benadryl?
Yeah.
and then took some sleeping pills and then washed it all down with some nice, yummy Russian vodka. And we're just swerving all over the fucking place. What do you think about that for an analogy?
Russian semen-infused vodka. It's Trump, don't forget.
That's a tough product to sell, you know.
They put the semen in the lattes.
That guy. Oh, fuck. I wish we had an intern I could yell at right now. Bring me the latte semen clips from Reverend What's-His-Name Manning, right?
Pastor David Manning. Yeah.
What a fucking loon he is.
The foreign, what is she? Foreign minister continued to say, we also recognize that this is ultimately not our decision to make. It is a choice Americans must make for themselves. In other words, grow the fuck up, you idiot rednecks.
Well,
and elect an adult again. Good God, you went from Barack Obama to Donald fucking Trump.
I have bad news for this foreign minister in Canada. I just met a guy who runs a fucking truck rental place.
Car fixing place, yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of fucking nowhere, who explained to me that liberals are winning because we're fucking faster. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Bernie Sanders, who's Jewish, is apparently a Nazi. Explain that
socialist
to me.
Socialist kind of thing, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He said the word brown shirts.
A lot of socialism out there.
Oh, yes, tons of it. And culture, too. How horrible.
Yeah, he said the Bernie guys, the leftists,
yes,
that were doing all that stuff like up in Seattle, which, by the way, is Portland, I believe. But
right,
close enough. And he said the leftists that are doing that, all that violence and throwing rotten fruit and rocks at each other and stuff. He goes, that's how those were the brown shirts. I was like, oh my God.
Well, hey, yeah, brilliant. Real brilliant guy.
Amazing.
Well, hey, listen, to the Canadian foreign minister or whatever you are who wants us to grow up, listen, the only hope for the planet is that these Trumpalos die. It's sooner than later. You know, that's it.
Yeah, well, they're old, a lot of them.
I mean, the truth is, those people will make much better mulch than they make voters. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, that's true.
Yeah, as long as they die of
naturally. Absolutely.
Of old age. Long, prosperous, hateful lives.
Long, I mean, you know.
We have heard from this guy pretty frequently. But we haven't had a clip in a couple of days.
Who the fuck is this?
I like to fight, like to too. Fight. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. This is a human. This is what we look like. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Are we sure he's a human? He said I'm a human twice. Like, he was worried someone wouldn't believe him.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I got a life force. I'm animated. I'm alive. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
They played this in his custody hearing.
They probably did. Yeah.
See, that I'm setting fires everywhere is a tough thing to say on the radio if you're trying to keep custody of your children. Because listen, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think fire is bad for babies, as is getting bitten by a snake.
Yes, unless you're giving them a teaching moment.
A one-year-old. I'm going to light this kid on fire, and then I'm going to let a snake bite this child. And it's a teaching moment. Facebook Live.
At Thread and Thumb on the Twitter. No, the repairman is from here in Florida.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Pensacola, Florida, the new home of crab diving. Thanks for tweeting. Tweet us during the show at crab diving. Tweet us anytime.
That's right.
We love being twiddled.
Yeah, who doesn't? Jeez.
Jerry Seinfeld trending. Let me see why.
I bet he said something shitty and or racist, Pat. It's not a good day for white comedians or a good time.
Apparently he was at some event.
Yes.
And pop singer Kesha.
Yeah.
Who used to have the dollar sign, but has now, apparently, she's evolved away from the dollar sign. Now
right.
It's an S.
The evolution of Kesha.
The headline says, Jerry Seinfeld is not a hugger. Apparently, Kesha came in for a hug, and he said no.
Listen, Jerry Seinfeld, and you know, based on that fucking show, is a germaphobe.
You think?
Oh yeah, dude. His garage where he keeps all his 1%er fucking shit cars,
yeah,
is tiled. Because you don't want to get his tires dirty. This guy's a germaphobe. He didn't want to hug somebody. It's nothing to do
with it. It's hard to just sleep when you're tired. Because people are tired most of the time.
Gosh, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that was Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
There you go.
That's funny as fuck.
No, thanks.
I mean, you know, he doesn't know. I would, listen, honestly, I don't know Kesha. I might not know Kesha. I'd let Kesha hug me probably if, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not, you know. Do you think she's going to take his wallet or something? Or?
No, I think Jerry Seinfeld is, I don't think this is about race or anything like that or sexism or anything. I think at his core, Jerry Seinfeld is not that friendly. It is not that outgoing. And I don't think he loves his fans or his public. I think he's a germaphobe more than anything. Don't you? I mean, that's
quite possibly. Yeah, I mean, he's not doing well on social media, though.
Nah. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't like people. The guy that wrote fucking Seinfeld, that show is about how he hates everyone. That's a show about straight up hate. He doesn't want to be touched.
Well, yeah. And he also said he empathizes with Kathy Griffin in the wake of her deal that's going on with her bad joke.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
He says he doesn't understand the big deal. It was another bad joke. Every comedian tells bad jokes. We all
What's
do
happening
it.
To me that's, has never happened.
Oops, that's Kathy Griffin. Yes, it was another bad joke. Every comedian tells bad jokes. We all do it. That's how we find the good jokes. So someone told a bad joke, so what? I don't understand the big deal.
I kind of agree. I mean, listen, I wouldn't have done what Kathy Griffin did, but who fucking cares? I'm more offended of what Schindler has said about Syrians, about his racist policies, his sexism, his Islamophobia. I reserve my rage for that shit. I don't give a fuck about what Kathy Griffin puts on the internet, and if it makes his stupid kid Barron sad. Fuck that kid.
Which is
fuck him.
Absolutely a lie.
Who? Yes.
The Barron didn't see it.
He has his own floor in a skyscraper in New York.
I'm willing to believe that Barron didn't even fucking see it and couldn't care less.
Fuck Trump's kids. I just read a story how Eric Trump made money off the backs of cancer kids at a fucking benefit. They can suck my dick.
Really?
Yeah. Hey,
what,
Kathy.
Did you auction them off? Or
yeah. Kathy should make more kid? Memes. Yeah. What happened was... they had some kind of benefit at a Trump golf course, and Eric was going on and on about how this cancer benefit makes shit tons of money because everything's donated, you know, but not the course, which I believe the story, I think it's going up on Facebook.com/crabdiving. I think they rented the course to this organization for one day for around $1 million. So fuck Barron, fuck Eric, and fuck all the Trump kids and their fucking feelings.
They didn't cut them a discount?
No. Not at all. Cancer kids.
And then they probably claimed a tax exemption for closing for a day.
Fuck it, you know?
We gave charity. I closed my business for a day and only made $1 million.
How did you Christians vote for this guy? Now, obviously, you don't...
they're all frauds.
Yeah, you don't really believe... Your religion's bullshit. What you do believe in is racism.
So Trump has been steadily tweeting.
Twatting.
And in fact, I saw one report that basically they're saying, have no doubt that Trump will be live tweeting the Comey testimony.
It's better than the fucking Super Bowl. Right?
And now, today, just this morning,
yes,
he found some time to do some more twiddling.
Ooh, yes.
And has thrown kerosene into the fire of the Middle East.
Okay, perfect. Oh, he made it more unstable over there?
Well, now he's attacking Qatar.
Okay.
Q-A-T-A-R.
The country.
Yes.
With a Q.
With a Q. Which, by the way, has 10,000 American troops at the largest U.S. military base in the region in Qatar.
Damn.
They have a military base in Qatar.
I didn't know that. I don't know, Dick.
A little after 8 a.m.,
yes.
The president tweeted three times, taking a giant steaming shit on Qatar.
Without the saran wrap.
And praising the neighboring countries, including Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yes. Sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie.
As they've moved to isolate Qatar in recent days. There's, you know, some shenaniganry going on in the Middle East.
Right.
U.S. officials are trying or have tried to avoid appearing to pick a side, which has Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and aligned nations are trying to pressure Qatar to stop supporting violent militants, which Qatar says we don't do that.
Right. Qatar is doing, has our base.
Yes.
So why are we poo-pooing them?
The Emirates has already taken a hard line, saying Qatar will need to make major concessions for it to reestablish normal ties with the country.
Okay.
Monday, just yesterday.
Right.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis.
Mattis.
And Mad Dog Mattis.
Right.
And our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. You know, I used to run Exxon.
Yeah. Go back to running Exxon. You guys, if you have a soul, which you don't, resign!
So they both said, basically, well, you know, we hope this will be resolved soon. And everybody will be friends again.
Yes.
Our U.S. ambassador to Qatar, Dana Shell Smith,
right,
tweeted that Qatar's made progress in blocking terror financing. Military officials said the American base, which is a hub of operations against ISIS,
right,
is functioning normally. So everything's fine.
Okay. Well, good.
The Qatar sympathizers are saying that the country's values the ties to Washington, has been trying to crack down on private citizens aiding extremists.
Okay.
And that it's hardly the only Middle East nation struggling with controlling extremist support. I believe Saudi Arabia, every fucking guy who flew into the Twin Towers on 9/11 was pretty much from Saudi Arabia.
And by the way, can't we sympathize with countries trying to deal with extremism? I mean, shit. We got that here.
They note that Saudi Arabia and the Emirates both have radical preachers and terror funders. They're both, they're like, why are you picking on us?
Right.
You're all assholes.
And by the way, in America, I believe we have some radical preachers too, don't we?
Yeah. Kuwait is trying to mediate.
Right.
The U.S. officials have seemed sympathetic to worries about Qatar's links to Islamic politicians, of course, because, you know, it's a way for Trump to say, oh my God, look at how horrible the world is.
Yes, absolutely. Fear.
And he tweeted out, instead of trying to let the diplomatic process play out between them over there, Trump had to stick his little tiny sausage orange fingers in.
Yummy.
And tweeted out, during my recent trip to the Middle East, I stated that there can no longer be funding of radical ideology. Leaders pointed to Qatar. Look!
Oh, my
God. An exclamation point. So he's basically saying, he's throwing Qatar under the bus.
He throws everybody under the bus.
Meanwhile, he's hanging out with the Emirates, the Emiratis, and the fucking Saudis, who, their particular brand of Islam, that Wahhabism bullshit, is behind most of the terrorist stuff.
Shit, man. It's as if he doesn't really retain any information, except like hate, and he has emotions and things like that. And he also has Twitter.
The Saudis rolled out the red carpet.
Oh, yes.
They told him how huge his electoral victory was.
Right.
They gave him a medal. He curtsied, you'll recall.
Oh, my
when he received
God.
He received the medal. And so now because they gave him a medal and they sucked his little tiny pink button.
Oh, let's put that doorbell in my mouth.
He is like, all the Saudis had to say to them is, oh, it's not us. Look at Qatar. They're horrible.
They also let him touch that ball.
And he touched their glowing ball.
Is it true that they actually made a smaller glowing ball so his hands would look bigger upon it?
Right.
That must
be. Hand prosthetics.
Oh, yeah.
Like big, giant number one fingers.
Number one. I forgot he curtsied. I forgot about the moment of curtsy. That was, was that the most bizarre moment of his trip abroad? Yes or no?
God, I mean, we'd have to go back and look because there's just too many.
That curtsy thing, though.
You'll forget them.
Why would you curtsy?
Too many things he did.
Why would you curtsy? Would you? I mean,
I don't know that I would know how to curtsy.
It was a sword or something weird with a sword.
No, that was a sword dance. That was the other thing. then Trump tweeted about sword an hour five. Later. So good to see the Saudi Arabia visit with the king and 50 countries already paying off. They said they would take a hard line on funding.
Hard.
Dot, dot, dot. 8 minutes later, extremism. And all reference was pointing to Qatar. Perhaps this will be the beginning of the end to the horror of terrorism. So he's trying to make it so simplistic. It's just not. It's a shit storm of confusion and intrigue and bullshit over there in the Middle East with funding of terrorism going on. It's not black and white. And he's trying to make it say, look, the Emiratis and the Saudis said it's Qatar. And now they're shitting on Qatar. Maybe this will stop terrorism.
You think he sees life like he's playing? Do you remember the board game Clue?
Sure. And Professor Plum did it in the library with a pipe.
Yeah, right up the candlestick. Mm. And, you know, maybe he thinks that's what it is. You know, it's Colonel Mustard. Qatar, in this analogy, is indeed Colonel Mustard with the fucking candlestick in the study. Schittler sees the world as a fucking board game. Except I'm not sure he's literate. I'm serious. Prove to me that motherfucker can read.
But analysts, like sane people who look into this shit that's going on in the world,
yes,
are saying that regional tensions are revealing that Trump has failed to meet his goal of rallying Muslim support around his agenda.
Oh, shit.
Henry Barkey, former State Department official, said, it demonstrates how superficial his achievements are.
Mm. I just can't. I just can't take it. I really can't. I mean, where is he? I'm thinking through his foreign policy, and it's hard to say where he's best because he's not good anywhere. But where is he the worst? Russia?
Well, I mean, it depends, I guess, on your perspective.
Well, in our perspective,
that's all really bad. What about climate change?
Well, that's bad. But in a region of the globe where he's good, let's try not to be cunts, but I can't think like that.
Well, he's not doing great for Russia either.
No.
Except if their goal is, I mean, one of their goals is destabilization, and he's, I mean, there's everybody in the Kremlin is hard as a rock because of what Trump is doing and the shitstorm he's creating around the world. They love this. More destabilization in the Mideast. That's great. Diminish America's respect and power. Perfect.
When he told
Russia will walk in and help. I will help you. Uncle Nipples will help.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ride in on my bear.
All right. When he told Tsar Duterte where the subs were, did he tell the whole planet in a thing? Or was it just a private moment between him and Duterte?
Didn't the White House release a transcript of the phone call? And it was in there? It was like, don't worry, I've got a couple of nuclear subs right up there, up Kim Jong-un's bunghole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, nuclear submarines, the whole point is that you don't know where they are.
Because they're quiet.
Given moment, yeah. We don't really broadcast that.
I'm not the only one that saw Hunt for Red October starring Sean Connery. By the way, if you want to pick a copy that up on DVD, VHS, or Blu-ray, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get paid, baby.
This all started with Alex Jones, and we just never came back. Alex Jones, ladies, gentlemen, and others. You got to listen to this. Here's Alex Jones.
Yes.
On InfoWars.
Fuck you.
We tried listening to him again. I tried listening to him again over the as we were driving, and I can really only handle short bursts of Alex Jones because there's utterly nothing he says that isn't bullshit.
He's fabulous, just like that guy that rules Pakistan, Per Schittler.
Here is Alex Jones repeatedly mispronouncing hijab.
I love it.
Which is the headscarf that some Muslim women wear.
Yes.
Here is Alex Jones's latest theory on hijabs.
They're just trying to normalize world government now and go, of course we have private world government that's above the law and taxes you and tells you you're going to live in a tiny apartment and triple charges you and takes your car away and you know you can't have mothers and fathers anymore. And of course, I mean, I remember just at the inauguration.
No idea what the fuck he's talking about.
What world are we living in? We're in tiny apartments, no mothers and fathers, and I'm triple something. I love it.
Anymore. And of course, I mean, I remember just at the inauguration 6 months ago, you know, January 20th, I was there and I was a George Soros group funding it, $87 million for that one march.
George Soros funded it, $87 million. And where's that number from?
I don't know, but I got to tell you, this is a good one.
March, 200 something million for the next marches around the country. And they were handing out plastic hijabs, American flag.
Hijabs.
Plastic.
Plastic hijabs.
I don't mean to be a cunt or anything, but wouldn't a plastic hijab be just like a Glad trash bag, right? It's black.
It sounds to me like it's a rain bonnet. It was raining, remember?
It was raining, you dickhead!
So he's saying that Soros was handing out plastic hijabs.
It was a raincoat, probably.
I could be wrong, but that's just what popped into my brain. It was raining, even though Trump, remember, said, I looked out and it was raining and I thought, oh, that's horrible. And then right as I was about to take the oath, the Lord parted the clouds and it was beautiful and sunny. And then you go back to the tape and it was raining. It was raining.
So wait a second. There's tape of George Soros handing out these plastic hijabs.
Well, he was himself. Okay. I'm sure Soros was down on the down in the Washington.
This is funny.
Colonnade.
Next marches around the country. And they were handing out plastic hijabs, American flag hijabs. So I search engined while I was out on the street shooting videos.
American flag hijabs. They were probably American flag rain bonnets or something. Hijabs.
Is he about to tell me about how he search engined something?
This is how he does.
I search engined.
His crack research.
Crack. No shit.
And they were handing out plastic hijabs, American flag hijabs. So I search engined while I was out on the street shooting videos the day after the inauguration. And sure enough, he was funding it. And sure enough, it was Muslims running it, handing out hijabs. People didn't believe me. 3 months later, USA Today said, liberals now wearing hijabs in sign of anti-Trumpism and for feminism. Google it. USA Today. Hijab.
But that doesn't link back to the inauguration.
Google it. Fucking Google it.
So he's saying that, and I've seen that. I've seen where some activists have said, fuck it, we're going to wear a hijab, by the way. We're going to wear hijabs in support of our Muslim brothers and sisters who aren't all terroristy, regardless of what every fucking lunatic, Trump pansy, Christian hater thinks.
It's called solidarity, right?
Right. So, yes, that has happened. But I don't necessarily know that the USA Today article links back to the inauguration and the hijabs. Is that what he's saying?
Hijab.
The hijabs.
What a loon. You're right.
Liberals now wearing hijabs in sign of anti-Trumpism and for feminism.
He's doing this on purpose. He knows how to pronounce it.
I mean, he's all up in this shit.
Yeah.
He knows what a hijab is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, now I don't know how to fucking say it.
You can't tell me that he doesn't know how to pronounce it. He's just doing that on purpose.
Just for me. How do you say it?
Hijab.
Hijab.
Yeah.
God, he's fucking me up.
In sign of anti-Trumpism and for feminism. Google
hijab.
It.
Wait, hijab.
It's hijab.
Now I'm doing it wrong.
Motherfucker, you. Alex Jones. Jace.
H-I-J-A-B. Hijab. There we
hijab.
Go.
Hijab. Thank you.
Good God.
Christ.
He's fucking
in sign of anti-Trumpism and for feminism. Google it. USA Today. Hijab, the new sign of feminism. That's like saying putting Jews in gas chambers is the new sign of, you know, Judaism or something.
Oh, boy.
What the fuck? Let's figure this out. Alex, I want to understand you. Okay. So
the USA Today article says hijab becomes symbol of resistance, feminism in the age of Trump.
Which is just like Jewish people being led to the gas chambers
in support of Judaism.
That
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Because all Muslims kill people. That's right. Where that's where he's going.
Okay. Holy fuck.
Putting Jews in gas chambers is the new sign of, you know, Judaism or something. I mean, or worshiping Hitler is pro-Israel. I mean, this is the upside-down crazy town. Hijab becomes symbol of resistance, feminism, and age of Trump. See, I mean, I was stunned on the airplane ride back, and then I learned it was happening everywhere. We've got a problem. The feminists are... you know, coming out doing all this, and people are getting upset, and the Muslims are pushing their agenda of enslaving women. What do we do? The right wing has a point. Well, just say Islam is the new feminism, and now that's what they're doing.
Oh shit, man!
Oh, I see. Now they're going to sneak Sharia law into the country by saying it's the new feminism.
I think we're listening to a guy who's in desperate need of lithium. Or something, just to slow the shit down in his fucking head. Because, you know, I'm picturing a guy running around in his compound, shirtless, screaming out words like Islam, hijab, you know what I mean? Soros. He's just screaming out shit. And yeah, maybe he's lighting shit on fire as well. We're listening to a guy. I would say he needs medical marijuana, but I think it's beyond that. He needs pharmaceuticals.
Medical heroin?
He needs heroin. You're telling me a little heroin wouldn't help?
Oxy?
No, I don't know. Shit. By the way, speaking of Oxy.
Yes.
The Oxy Walrus, Rush Limbaugh.
Sure.
In Pensacola.
Entertainment and broadcasting.
That motherfucker's on the FM dial. Not the AM dial. He's on 94 something.
Wow.
Because I was listening. We were driving to drop off the truck, and I was in the tail car, you know, like Smokey and the Bandit speak.
Tail car.
I was looking for WBLX, which is the hip hop station here in Pensacola. God damn it. When you're not listening to Crab Diving, WBLX is fucking awesome. Rush Limbaugh lives around the 94 section on the FM dial here.
Excellent.
On the FM dial. It blew my mind.
God, we, thanks to Maude Gonne, former Celeste, at
Evan, Anna, tell our viewers Rick what you're learning. But Wolf, U.S. investigators.
Go to our Twitter and you'll be able to follow her. Another breaking news here about this Qatari story about Qatar.
Yes.
Now they're saying the Russians are involved and planted a fake news report,
yes,
contributing to the crisis among the U.S.'s closest Gulf allies. So Russians have gotten involved. They believe that Russian hackers breached Qatar's state news agency, planting a fake news report.
So you're telling me these Russians in these media fake gulag bullshits, they shit out a story, RP Otis runs with it. Is that the system? President.
And
our president runs with a fake fucking story. That's the system.
The FBI recently sent a team of investigators to Doha. That's the capital of Qatar.
Doha, baby.
It's a big city in Qatar. I don't know if it's capital. Right. To help the Qatari government investigate the alleged hacking incident,
yes.
Intelligence gathered by U.S. security agencies indicates that Russian hackers were behind the intrusion. First reported by the Qatari 2 weeks ago.
Shit.
Qatar hosts one of the largest U.S. military bases in the region. The alleged involvement of Russian hackers intensifies concerns by U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies that Russia is continuing to try some of the same cyber hacking measures on allies of the U.S. that intelligence agencies believed used when they were fucking with us during the election.
God fucking damn it. Listen, we stand with Qatar. We are all Qatars.
And here, mission accomplished. The U.S. officials say the Russian goal appears to be to cause rifts among the U.S. and its allies. So no. We've already pissed off NATO. I was trying to think yesterday of our, like, you think of America's, like, friends.
Right.
Like, who are our buds? Who's America going to sit down and have poker night with?
Well, now?
Well, you know, it's like England, Australia, right. Canada.
Yes.
Right? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Pissed off the Brits.
Right.
He hung up on the Australian Prime Minister. Remember? He was all pissed because the Australian Prime Minister said, or Trump said, you're not going to make us take all those refugees that Obama promised that he'd take, would you? And the
click.
And the Australian Prime Minister was like, well, yeah, actually. And yeah, he got pissed. Uh-huh.
But now, allegedly. Now who's at our poker table? Pakistan?
Well, I was trying to
think. The Philippines?
Who hasn't he pissed off?
Russia.
I mean, that NATO one takes care of a significant amount of our friends.
He called the guy that runs North Korea a smart fucking cookie.
Smart cookie.
Do you remember that? And by the way, shout out to Missouri Atheist. Thanks so much for the follow.
Thanks, Missouri Atheist.
Right. There ain't nothing up there. We agree. Sorry.
Amazing.
I mean, what the fucking fuck, man?
The Qatari government said that a news report on its Qatar news agency attributed false remarks to the nation's ruler appearing to be friendly to Iran and Israel and questioned whether President Trump would last in office.
Nah.
It's fake news.
Right. Shit.
Qatari Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed.
You can do it. You can do it at Vile Experience.
Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani.
Bam. Follow at Vile Experience on Twitter.
Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani.
And Instagram.
Told CNN the FBI confirmed the hack and the planning of the fake news.
Fuck it. You know? Shit. But Twitler tweeted it out.
And they put it out on their official news agency. That, you know, it's like,
oh, fuck.
They actually hacked in there and published it under that news agency's banner.
Our reality is getting fucked with.
Partly in reaction to the false news report, Qatar's neighbors, led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, have cut off economic and political ties, leading to a broader crisis.
So, holy shit.
In response to stuff and that fake news story, the Saudis and the Emirates were like, we're done with you.
What are we going to do?
Trump tweeted, so good to see the Saudi Arabia visit with the king and 50 countries paying off.
Man, we need Superman. We need Wonder Woman. But really, we need some altruistic superhuman being to fucking set the world correct. Right. You know, tell me I'm wrong. I don't know what to do.
It's such a just a fuck vortex over there that how could you mess it up more?
But I don't know.
He's managed.
Yeah, that's his talent.
He has managed to fuck it up even more.
Right. He's a toddler with Twitter, just tweeting out shit.
Holy shit.
We're fucked. Dang, man. I don't know.
We are fucked.
By the way, my mom, we got to remember, she wants to go see Wonder Woman.
I want to go see Wonder Woman.
I do as well. I wish Wonder...
Doing really well.
Don't you wish Wonder Woman was real?
Except for the fact that she's not wearing red, white, and blue, which pisses off our conservative friends here.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. Right-wingers are pissed that it's anti-American. Because their view of Wonder Woman is Linda Carter with her titties and red, white, and blue and little tiny little panty outfit.
Right.
And American as fuck, even though she's from some magical island in the middle of nowhere.
She's from Atlantis, right?
I don't think. No, it's Paradise
it's not
Island.
Atlantis. Oh, Paradise. Shit. Sorry, nerds.
And they don't like the fact that she's a foreigner. Gal Gadot, Israeli, with an accent. They don't like that. Pisses them off.
What?
That Wonder Woman apparently supposed to be American as fuck, but not. And in the current comic book iteration of Wonder Woman, it ain't the red, white, and blue eagle-tittied Linda Carter version anymore. It's like a badass armored version like Gal Gadot is wearing.
We don't live in no eagle-tittied world no more. Wake up, motherfuckers. Where are my eagle titties?
So, yeah, the conservative snowflakes all upset.
They miss those eagle titties.
Exactly.
Oh, my fucking
Speaking
God.
Speaking of, in fact, I still have this.
Yes.
A story from a couple weeks ago, but it's still going on. You know, the new, there's going to be a new Star Trek series.
Oh, really?
On CBS, and right. then it's going to run on CBS All Access. That's right. kind of the big story, is it's going to run once on regular aired TV.
Yes.
And then it goes right to their CBS All Access. So you're going to have to pay money to see Star Trek if you don't catch it live, or if you don't you don't have a DVR or a TiVo, I guess.
Oh, shit. Are there, how many more TV iterations of fucking Star Trek do I need?
But they're pissed about it because,
oh God,
too much diversity. Literally.
That's the whole motherfucking point of Star Trek, is it not?
Well, yeah, and where have they been since Shatner had the first interracial kiss in primetime television with Uhura? I mean, we're talking 68, 69, right? Why? How would?
Yeah.
How does that work?
And isn't the guy that drove the ship in the last Star Trek, isn't he gay?
Well, Sulu is, they've made him gay.
Sulu drives the ship, right?
Well, he's a captain now, but yeah.
Yeah. But in the last Star Trek movie.
Well, younger Sulu is the helmsman.
Chekhov doesn't drive the fucking thing. Chekhov is the navigation officer.
Well, you know, I don't know. There's one's a gunner, probably, and one's a, maybe Chekhov is the guy that, like, shoots things.
Let me understand something.
I don't remember.
When you drive a spaceship, you get a stick and or a steering wheel. Who fucking manipulates that shit in Star Trek now? I think it's Sulu. I think Sulu always drove it. Or does Kirk drive it with his weird little fucking controls and his captain chair? Which is it?
No, Kirk doesn't steer.
Okay, so it's got to be Sulu.
Right. Or the Chekhov.
Isn't
I think it's Sulu.
Don't you think Star Trek could have evolved? They got the only woman on the bridge is still the receptionist, right? She talks on the phone. Uhura. Why can't Uhura drive it?
The Pavel Chekhov.
He's the navigator. He's like Google Maps. Right?
Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry wanted to include a younger cast member to appeal to teenage audiences.
Yes.
With a second season of Star Trek to be produced, he interviewed Walter Koenig on the recommendation of some other director. He cast him and...
Casted. I'm kidding.
And I don't know, something about the...
Right.
Something about the Russians. He signed a contract because of the number of fan letters he received as Chekhov.
Is it true Putin got a Russian on the bridge of the fucking Enterprise back in the day?
He's an ensign.
Okay.
I mean, maybe he does the same thing, but he's just a lower... Maybe Sulu's backup.
No, I... Right.
Maybe he's Sulu's...
Who knows?
Friend. Yeah.
It's fiction. Right.
Pavel Andreevich Chekhov.
Nine.
The whole name of the character.
Yes.
There you go.
But somebody's mad because Star Trek is too diverse.
Well, yeah. White Genocide, they're calling it, in space.
That's the name of the ship, right? White Genocide?
The, after, you know, they cast Asian actress Michelle Yeoh as the ship as the ship's captain.
Okay.
Black actress Sonequa Martin Green is her first officer.
Awesome.
So you have double vaginas. One's Asian, one's black.
Double vaginas. double vaginas.
The series' YouTube page has been bombarded by comments labeling the show an SJW plot, a social justice warrior plot.
Sit and spin, dickheads.
Aimed at shoving political correctness, forced diversity, and even cultural Marxism down our gullets.
Listen, dare I say we're having a teachable moment? Give me a baby and a snake. No, but this is the world, though. It's not politically correct. It's just showing what the world looks like now, right?
Well, right, and it's a fictional TV show.
Why are you pissed? Why are they pissed?
Because it's not, there's not enough white people. Here's some tweets.
Yes.
Star Trek Discovery. The only white males are a Vulcan a-hole and a wimpy helmsman. The show appears to be fully SJW converged.
Hey, Redneck Dickhead, is this the guy that we returned the truck to, by the way?
I don't know what his Twitter handle is.
And a Vulcan. It's a Vulcan. How is this Vulcan white?
Vulcans are white.
But
they're not.
Vulcans are fucking Vulcans.
They can be black. What about, what's his name?
Black Vulcan.
There was a black Vulcan on one of the TV shows. I forget the character's name.
But are they even white or black? Because they're Vulcans. They're
right.
From a different fucking planet.
Maybe they don't see color.
Are Klingons white or black?
Depends on the color of toilet paper you use.
They're Klingonian.
This guy, another tweet. Star Trek introduces hashtag white genocide.
Oh, shit.
In space. As if, quote, diversity could make it to space. What does that mean?
I don't know. That means that whoever's saying that is very racist. They're saying as if only the white guy could make it into space. You need white people in space or you're fucked, apparently.
CBS upcoming Star Trek Discovery. Only one white cast member and surprise, he's gay. Another SJW failure. Just like Marvel Comics. Hashtag white genocide.
I gotta tell you something. See, to fix that, dickhead, you gotta make all white guys in lead roles gay. Like I've been saying on the show for a while now, if I was in charge, I would make Rick on Walking Dead take a dick at like minute 25 in every show. And you know what? You just have to get used to it. And that's how the zombies die. You don't
stab
them.
The only way you can kill the zombies is suck them off?
Suck them off or jack them off. You can't stab them in the head anymore. They've evolved.
Another tweet from a poor little racist snowflake.
Ugh.
Star Trek Discovery, a.k.a. SJW, The Next Generation.
Fuck you.
Trailer drops. Seems BLM made the trailer. Black Lives Matter.
Holy fuck. That's the kind of racism we're dealing with, right? I mean, my God, it's not a white guy in the lead, so all of a sudden you're an SJW. It's Black Lives Matter. And guess what, dickhead? Black lives do matter. Do you know why? Because the fucking... Our country was built upon the backs of slaves. You know what I mean? Am
hey,
I nuts?
They got fed.
God damn it. Black lives matter. Fuck you. How do you like that? I'm not saying fuck you to Black Lives Matter. I'm saying fuck you to the racist guy. Is that understood?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Star Trek Discovery, a feminism edition? I loved Captain Janeway, but please don't ruin Star Trek with tons of political correctness.
Ruin it?
What could be more politically correct than Star Trek was? I mean, not a negative connotation.
I know what you mean. Ruin it? You're making it better, you fucking idiot. Diversity makes things better. Diversity is a good thing, stupid.
Social justice warrior.
Oh, God. Go read a book, you fuckhead. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Pick out a book. Any book. Yeah. Except Mein Kampf. Any book. Most any book. It's infuriating. I'm breaking a sweat in the fucking studio over this idiot.
So there you go.
Damn these people.
Yeah, the only white males are a Vulcan a-hole and a wimpy helmsman.
Imagine you're a person of color in Trumpistan, and you're like, oh, look, here's the new Star Trek. It's not just chock full of white fuckers. I'm happy. And then you read comments from this fuckstick. You gotta be dismayed.
There's also, it says, with 9 main characters in total, 3 are women, 6 are men. So it's not even, how is that?
Yeah, it's
that diverse. I believe the population is like 51-49 women, oh, yeah, folk, right? Or something like that? Like, slightly more women than men?
I haven't checked lately. I haven't checked the count. But is there a count?
It ain't 6 out of 9.
Right. Is there a count?
What do you mean?
I'm not kidding. Is there some website I could look up and see how many African-American people are on the planet?
Not on the planet.
How many Brits?
But in America, because of the census and stuff.
Right.
But
how many people with inside fun parts?
Everything would be estimated.
But it's 3. So it's 3 women and 6 men.
And they say, just because Discovery has a female lead doesn't mean it negates the need for an equal female-to-male cast. This is a sane person saying this.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if this is germane to the conversation, but I remember, is it Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
SCOTUS?
Yes. She said, or someone said, that I think we should have all 9 female justices. Or how many SCOTUS people are there?
I think Marianne's saying Sulu Drives. Huh?
Sulu Drives.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Because it's been dudes forever.
Yeah.
It's been dudes forever.
Yeah. Uhura was the only non-dude.
I mean, why would it be wrong to say that from here on out, for president, I'm sorry, we've given the white guys a crack at it. Look where we are now. Look at this Trump. Only black gay women. What do you think about that? I don't want to hear from you otherwise. By the way, Georgia is about to elect a black female governor. What do you think about that shit?
Is she, or she's
yes.
doing okay?
She's doing
polls,
okay.
Really?
Which for Georgia?
Yeah,
that's pretty fucking amazing.
And Ossoff is still doing well, as far as I know, in that that election coming up for the House seat that used to be Newt Gingrich's.
You're telling me a state that had the governor Zell fucking Miller, we could have a black female be the governor of Georgia, but yet there are people bitching about people of color on the bridge of the Starship fucking Enterprise, which is fictional.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, you know.
Not happy.
Why don't we have a black Doctor Who? And why don't we have a black Doctor Who with inside fun parts? What up with that?
I wonder, have they announced a new Doctor Who? I think they may. Oh God, I'm out of the loop. But there was some
you get a postcard
speculation that they, some people were saying it's time for a woman. That there's no reason that it
right.
can't be a woman.
Yeah, dude, think outside Doctor. The box.
Or black.
Right.
Idris Elba.
I mean, look at the
be a good 007 and a great Doctor.
Right,
Who.
Right. See that, like, even the inherent racism that this white fucking privilege is slathered all over this country, you actually have to think, wow, we should have a black female as Doctor Who. You know what I mean?
You're right.
It's crazy.
God, it really seems like Faithless Friday, but what the hell, we're living in the Bible Belt now, so it might be faithless every day. But this ties into this terrifying Christo twentage,
yes,
that of somehow trying to anoint Trump with the drizzle of the Lord and that he's somehow been anointed by God and chosen by God to be the president, and that he's going to elevate all of these heinous Christians.
Yes.
To the place where they should be and kick out all the Muslims and all the blacks and all the homos.
Okay, that makes sense. So we're saying the guy, the architect of the fucking universe, the dude that built Earth in all its wonder, this is the guy he anoints. A dude that walks around eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. Right. The only app on his phone is Twitter.
And this is that Handmaid's Tale shit.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It really is. This is how you lead to the Handmaid's Tale, is by having all these religious extremists, these white Christian Taliban fucks. Have all them start saying, no, no, he's our great leader. You can't question him because the Lord chose him.
Fuck you.
And what was it? Coach Dave was like, we got to get a more violent kind of Christianity because they're trying to get Trump out of there.
Yeah. Violent. I don't know what kind of lung capacities these Trumpalos have for violence. I mean,
some of them, the skinhead ones and the white supremacist-y ones.
All the milk that they drink.
So here is Christo Loon, Rick Joyner. He's been way up there as close as he can to Trump's ball sack.
Oh, yes.
Just licking away. And since the beginning, another preacher claiming that Trump is what the Lord sent to bring about their rapture or whatever.
Right. Yeah, yeah. He's the instrument of Jesus.
And these assholes like Jim fucking Baker.
Oh, yes.
Like some of these other ones are saying that if you're against Trump, you're basically against God.
Are you against God?
You're against the Lord, and the Lord's going to get you.
Oh, yes. I'm against God.
You know, we're starting to see is a real pushback on, you know, Comey. Almost everybody's wanting to distance themselves from Comey right now. I mean, his integrity really has been challenged.
Is he
recording this?
He's outside in the woods
in the Amazon.
And now almost everybody, both parties, everyone's treating Comey like the former FBI director, like a hot potato nobody wants to handle.
Well,
there's so much really bad stuff.
By the way, it's not true that nobody wants to handle Comey.
Right. And I love his analogy. He's comparing Comey, this FBI director, who I don't know where Comey went to school. I imagine somewhere fancy. Probably a smart guy.
I would assume so, yeah.
Do you think he's comparable to
Trump
a potato?
University.
Oh, okay. He went to Trump University. Yeah. He thinks Comey's a hot potato. A warmed vegetable.
And it's not true. It's like Trump when he went out and said nobody at the FBI had confidence in him. Everybody knew that he was a loser. And that's not true. The new deputy FBI dude who's temporarily in charge. Remember, he was being interviewed he was being questioned at the Senate, I think.
Yes.
And they said, is that true? And he was like, absolutely not. That everybody, as far as he knows, universally,
they love the
over
guy.
At Foggy Bottom, loves Comey.
They call the FBI Foggy Bottom?
He's great to work for and stuff. Foggy Bottom might be the CIA building.
No,
I forget which building it is. I get
By the way,
confused.
A potato, I just said, was a vegetable. I don't know that that's true. What is it? What is a fucking potato?
It's a starch.
Yeah.
It's probably would be.
But it's in the ground. It grows in the ground. It's a root.
Here's more Rick Joyner talking about,
director like a hot potato nobody wants to handle. Well, you know, so much really bad stuff has happened. It is starting to manifest. It's still manifesting. I think we're just touching the tip of the iceberg, actually. There's
just the tip. Just the tip, baby. Just the tip.
This perv's running around in the jungle.
So much yet to be exposed. I think that we're going to see.
Oh, I agree. Except it's shit that's going to bring your little orange fuck daddy down.
They think that Comey's, are there people out there, please educate me, that they think Comey's testimony is going to,
finally prove that Trump is 100% vindicated.
He's going to get vindicated?
And they're going to finally kick in Hillary's door and drag her out by the labia and throw her in jail. They're going to kick in Obama's door.
Listen,
they're gonna kick in Michelle Obama's door, grab her by the dick, and take her in because they think she's a transgendered.
A labia is not a handle of which to pick up people by. All right, teachable moment here on crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go there, buy some shit.
Labia of steel.
Wonderful.
There were some things that some people are going to be indicted for treason.
All the people that you're supporting right now, you shit stain.
Yeah, dummy.
We're going to see a lot of people indicted for releasing, you know.
Hey, there it is. Nothing to do with Russia. Nothing to do with fucking the country over. Nothing to do with RICO. Nothing to do with corruption and shenaniganry. Nope. All the ones that are going to go down are the ones that have been talking bad about Trump.
And all that shit you just said, they just say is fake news.
Yep. It's all fake.
Nuts.
We're going to see a lot of people indicted for releasing, you know, classified information to the media. That's a serious crime. And it is, you know, many do say boldly right now that is treason to do that.
We are.
To try to overthrow a duly elected president.
Nobody's trying to overthrow him. We're investigating possible criminality.
Oh, yeah.
It's not an overthrow.
Hey, are you familiar with Birds, by the way? Birds song? You know what they're saying? Who the fuck is this guy?
Birds
He's
in the background?
Idiot. Yeah, that's what they're saying with their little music.
To do that, to try to overthrow a duly elected president is treason.
I am willing to bet we could go back and play some Rick Joyner tapes of when Obama was the president. And how often did this jizz drizzle call for the impeachment or the removal of the Kenyan Muslim gay guy in the office?
Oh, please.
And his tranny wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm using their terms.
Yes, I know.
And but I think you're going to see that term being used more and more. We've got to get used to it. There's some really bad stuff going on in our deep state and going on, I think, in the last administration that's going to be manifest. Just get ready.
There you go.
Deep state.
Just get ready, everyone.
See, these guys are going to they explain all this Trump shit and Russia shit as the deep state, the fingers of the fucking deep fucking state.
Still black fingers wrapped around the Constitution, strangling it.
I just, listen, we had a black president and it was a great thing. And you're out of your racist mind. That's all. You're stupid.
And on even on our Facebook page, you know, some the rare troll will say, they keep saying the same thing, that you guys aren't over the election yet. You can't admit you lost. And it's like, no, we can. We can. But had Hitler not had Russian jizz stains all over him, we wouldn't be doing this.
What we can say is that Hitler did not win the popular vote. He winded through the Electoral College and fake news and with the help of Uncle Nipples. We can kind of say that maybe, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm admitting that.
And maybe even more now that what came out yesterday that showed that they were trying to actively go after the electronic voting companies.
I think we're beginning to see what it takes in today's society to have a GOP motherfucker win. Lots of cheating.
Gerrymandering, which, by the way, good news yesterday, strike three from SCOTUS. To the racist moolahs of North Carolina on their horrific gerrymandering again. It's like a third case has gone to SCOTUS and got slapped back down, and now they're going to have to try to figure out they got to redo their districts and shit.
How are they going
to
do that? So
I think they have to have a special election even. Like, there was an election that they're overturning because of how horribly gerrymandered the districts were.
So
racist.
If you look into your crystal ball, specifically shrunk so Trump's tiny little fingers could fit on it.
Oh, crystal marble?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So all those districts that have been gerrymandered to hell and back, that shit has to be undone. That will have to be undone one day.
I mean,
how?
And hopefully, well, do it like they did in California and a bunch of other states where you There needs to be a federal law that says that it's independent commissions will draw the districts. You can't have partisan groups drawing the districts based on, you know, let's slice all the brown people up into little pieces so that none of them have a district. Yeah.
Right. Interesting.
We got some Jim Baker.
Oh, shit.
But we're going to have to save that for tomorrow, everybody, as we're done here today. This one Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow. Pump Day.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Wednesday. Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, after that, we'll be on iTunes, Stitcher, craftdiving.com, all of your podcasting playbacks. Yay! Spread the crowd. Spread our social medias. Don't forget to help us out here by buying shit through our Amazon hole at craftdiving.com/Amazon. Does it cost you fuck all? Just helps us out here.
Hello!
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. They're down in the Redneck Riviera area. Find out when. Find out where. Go to his Twitter feed at Radio Comedy, his Instagram feed at Radio Comedy, and his website RadioComedy.com. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile. Great afternoon, evening, everybody. Back with more of this bullshit tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.